Now we will do the dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. All the fuyuz, blessings, mercies that we require to do dhikr, we inshallah will attain from khatam ikhwajgan that we've just done. One other point to keep note of, to remember, that in the Naqshbandi silsila, Naqshbandi order, there are some principles of this silsila, of this order. Now this small tips and advices I keep on constantly giving to you and explaining to you, because so that you are not jahil, ignorant murids and students, so that you are educated students, so you have information. What is in this order, this silsila? Not just that we've done dhikr and we don't have any knowledge where to go, what's the benefit. So for this reason, alhamdulillah, this morning we also have the spiritual class, a short spiritual class in the morning. And you become fresh, refreshed, and energized, obviously from sitting down, you're tired, and some of the drowsiness is there. So I teach you something about the Naqshbandi order, and then you get a bit alert and refreshed. So the Naqshbandi silsila, the usul, the principles, until in any subject or piece of knowledge, if you don't follow the principles, then you will not be successful. Take any example of life's journey, any example of the hereafter. Everything, there are principles, there are usul. So have we ever thought what are the principles, the rules, what are the important points and factors of the Naqshbandi order that we need to follow?
What are the important points which we have to follow to be successful completely in this silsila?
So what are those principles? So not all straight away, can I tell you. All of the usuls are approximately 11. Of this silsila, of this order. Principles. And if I ask you, tell me, what's the first principle of this order, the Naqshbandi silsila? Nobody will know. If you know, then put your hands up. Yeah? See? So how much illiteracy there is if we don't learn these points, if we don't know what we're doing, because we don't have time, and we don't know where to get this knowledge from. So this is the responsibility of the Shaykh, that he tells you, and he teaches you. So for this reason, I'm explaining to you. If we don't know the principles, then tell me, how will you be successful? Yes, that nothing can be attained. If you take the Quran, we don't know the principles of the Quran. We keep on reading the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has given a resource, a means through which you have to attain something. Anyhow, my objective is not to give a speech. I will tell you the points. So the points I tell you for this reason, so that you can practice on them, so you get the benefit. And then you will enter into the silsila. You understand what I'm saying? So the first principle you don't even know. So listen today, the first principle of the order. So this is coming to my mind. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will put this in my mind. I will keep on telling you. Because the mashayikh, our honorable teachers of the Naqshbandi order, come on, Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband, from him. So at that time, in that era, it was the Farsi, Persian language, that was the more prevalent, you could say. Even until India, if you look at the old literature, even that you will see in Farsi, in Persian. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, all of his records you will see in Farsi, discussion in Farsi, language with Farsi, ilm also was taught, knowledge was taught in Farsi. Now they've stopped that. So, the first principle that has been explained, hosh, dardam. This is the first factor that we need to learn.
This is the first point that you have to know about it. So I'll try to translate you in all the language. Except Gujarati, which I don't know.
So the first principle is Hosh Dardam.
It is in the... This is in Persian.
So obviously we don't know Persian. And not even Urdu. So I'll translate a little bit for you. Hosh is called, it's an Urdu word as well. It means to be alert, aware. Alert and aware. You've woken up. Not woken up, but you're active. You're alert. You know? You're aware. To watch. So, dardam. So, dar is two. So, you are alert to. You should be alert of what? This is the Naqshbandi order, first principle. The murid, the student, he needs to do this action first. He has to be alert, aware, always for what? Always, every breath, he should be aware of every... Do you understand what I'm saying? So, shall I tell you in English?
To watch your every breath.
In other words, your own every breath of yours, you need to watch it, observe it. Subhanallah. This is deen. And if I tell you hadith on this, there's a hadith that first successful individual, the person of wisdom who has brains and intellect of the hereafter, I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith now. The most of all, if we want to see in the silsala, the order, tasawwuf, these are all based on Quran and hadith. This is not some noise and clamor, dole in the morning. This is not a custom or... This is not a tradition. All of the silsalas, the salasil, the knowledge is obtained from Quran, hadith. So I'll tell you hadith, not lengthy discussion, because we don't have much time anyhow. So I'm telling you the points. The hadith states that most of all in the hereafter, the successful individual, that person will be, in other words, who is successful, that person who will leave this world as successful in the hereafter. Straight, alhamdulillah, from death, until every phase he will pass and he will enter into paradise, that person is called successful. Yes, muflihun, the Quran is termed. Who is that person? For this reason, that's the first principle, is that individual who his every breath, he has watched over his every breath in life. Every one of his breaths, every move he has watched over, observed. So the Quran also mentions that do your muhasaba, keep on analyzing yourself, observing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we are just free. In our whole life we don't watch over ourselves, subhanallah. 24 hours that we don't even watch for an hour over ourselves. So here what's the order? That watch your every breath. So every breath, if we have a mu'min, a believer, to control it, he needs to see that my breath, I'm exhaling, inhaling. Exhaling, inhaling. And every breath I'm breathing in, breathing out. Is it according to Allah's obedience or not? Tell me, subhanallah. So Naqshbandi says, as the start of this order, this silsala, that your life, forget the rest of it, not even one breath should be passed in, breathing or out, that is against Allah's obedience. So this is the message that Allah has given to the people of belief, that you need to live your life like this. So to practice this, that every breath of ours is conforming to obedience and not disobedience. To do that, to get used to that, to get accustomed to that, what's the tariqah, the method of the Naqshband, the order, that every moment consider yourself, attach yourself to the dhikr of Allah every moment. When you attach to the dhikr of Allah and you're occupied in that and you're busy in that, then your practice, what will happen is that every breath of yours will become accustomed to, used to, habitual, that you will breathe in and out doing dhikr of Allah. When you breathe in and out and you do dhikr of Allah on every breath, you will never be a ghafil, ignorant. Rather, this will take you towards obedience to Allah. So this is called hosh dardam. So what we need to do from morning till evening, we need to, upon this, pay attention that my every breath in and out is not doing wrong, is it? It's not a waste of time, is it? So you will control your breath, then every moment, every second you will see that, am I wasting my time? Am I doing wasteful actions, nonsense actions? Right now, am I disobeying Allah? Am I committing a sin? Because every sin is committed along with your breath. Or do you commit a sin without breathing? Obviously, breathing means you are alive. You have life. So this is the first principle of the Naqshbandi silsila order that's been taught to us, that you're not a waste of time human being. Rather, you've come to this world to practice this, that I have to control my every breath. Every breath I have to control it. May not be that I've passed my life in Allah's disobedience. Jodam kafir, then sodam kafir. This is also a great proverb that's been formulated, that person, that even if your one breath is breathed through ignorance, then it will take you towards kufr. It will take you towards having no faith, towards disobedience. Don't be a ghafil with your breaths. Not any of your breaths should be inhale, exhale with ignorance. So to control it, so that you pass your every breath with obedience, and an individual should always keep himself occupied with the dhikr of Allah. So this was a short summary I've explained to you.
That's the why the first principle use in Naqshbandi Silsila. And that's important.
The start is very important, so imagine then the conclusion.
And it's not difficult.
Whatever Allah Ta'ala has told us to do is not difficult. But just convert your tawajjuh, your focus, just redirect your focus to what's more important. Convert your breaths into goodness. You're breathing in and out, and control it. So inshallah, then your life will not take you towards ignorance and your life will be under control nicely. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do this. Ameen. So now we've covered the first principle. If I remember, then I will also tell you the second principle. Anyhow, our mashallah colleagues, they upload these discussions on the site. So definitely do this, the points that I'm telling you, that make this sabak, your lesson, you read it every day. This will be very beneficial for you towards your hereafter. So this will get uploaded, read it, you don't need to make notes, inshallah, you will get the notes there already. So you get it from there. Don't think that I'm talking wasteful talk, giving a speech. It's very important that you will not find these things in the kitabs. And how much time I'm saving for you. That you don't need to go anywhere, you don't need to read any literature. Even if you read, you will not understand that what are they saying in the kitab. Do you understand that technical point? Or you'll forget it, you don't remember it. So I've explained it to you nicely. So what does it mean? What's the purpose of saying this? That value this, what you're listening to. And what should you do when you value? You should do shukr, you should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, I'm grateful to you that our morning you've made so beautiful, that in our ilm has been enhanced, our knowledge has been enhanced, and you've given us progression, advancement, and we're not doing dhikr without knowledge. We have learned the objective why we are doing dhikr of Allah. In the morning, you started in this direction. So now do the dhikr of Allah, we'll do dhikr of Allah, focus towards your heart. For this reason we say that focus on your heart. And in your heart, with every breath, make it a habit to say Allah, 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 Allah.